WPRN Public Radio is supported by the Built on Dreams Media Network and from listeners like you. Thank you.
75 years ago, in 1949, British author George Orwell published his book, 1984. It was ostensibly a prediction and perhaps a warning about government overreach in the future, which for him was 1984. Here are some of the things he mentioned. Perpetual war. A form of global tension that never seems to go away, and either results in ongoing conflicts, hair-trigger attacks, arms escalation, as in the Cold War, and actual warfare that just seems to move from one location to another. Sound familiar? Government surveillance. In the pre-digital era, this seemed impossible on a widespread basis, but fast forward to 2024 and look at what we have. We are monitored almost everywhere from GPS, traffic light cameras, CCTV, and SIM cards in our cell phones. But it is not just that we are being watched. In fact, we are giving away our info for free. Aside from tattoos, which brand an individual and face recognition technology in use by law enforcement, medical records, insurance companies, credit monitoring, mortgage companies, banks, Amazon, Google, Alexa, etc., have tons of info on us. And if they are hacked, who knows who has it? Historical negationism. Are we learning from our mistakes, or are we erasing the uncomfortable parts? Propaganda. Well, what can I say? It's rampant, but not just in government. The so-called news channels on TV do not deliver news. They deliver what fits their political agenda and do not report what doesn't. And now we have social media, thought police. This may perhaps be the most dangerous. Open exchange of ideas is actually attacked or possibly blocked instead of expressing ideas and coming up with solutions to important issues. Political lines are drawn, minds are closed, and political correctness becomes a deterrent. George Orwell was sadly correct. We need to keep our minds free.